I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Some people with weakened immune systems who've been vaccinated against COVID-19 are now wondering if they need a third shot. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana explains.
Immunocompromised people don't get the same immune response after any vaccine. They're still taking precautions, wearing masks, and socially distancing. Researchers are looking for ways to help by studying the effectiveness of a booster shot.
Initial evidence shows that maybe on some folks, they may see a better immune response after that third vaccine, and it's still being studied right now.
Dr. Anu Hazra is an assistant professor at University of Chicago Medicine. He says Chicago has a large amount of vaccine coverage, which really helps this vulnerable population.
Oftentimes, they must rely on the community to protect them. What we can do is to make sure that we have as high as a possible a level of community vaccination.
Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.
Care workers in Chicago are urging Congress to invest in home health care services as lawmakers negotiate an infrastructure package. Demonstrators held a rally downtown yesterday as part of a national day of action. Home care worker Patricia Evans says people in her field deserve better compensation.
We are essential workers, but we are not paid as if we are essential. We're paid as if we're not needed at all, as a matter of fact.
Evans says it's an issue of justice that many home care workers are women and people of color. Yesterday's action was in support of a proposal by President Joe Biden to spend $400 billion on home and community-based services over several years. A Manhattan jury has convicted a Chicago banker of criminal charges. Stephen Kalk was convicted of financial institution bribery and conspiracy charges after he enabled Paul Manafort to get $16 million in loans. In exchange, the former campaign manager for ex-President Donald Trump helped Kalk to get an interview for a job in the Trump administration. Kalk was the CEO of Chicago's Federal Savings Bank. Rising COVID rates in other states have prompted Chicago to restart a travel order, this after weeks of no travel restrictions and declining infections. Chicago public health officials have announced that starting Friday, unvaccinated travelers from Missouri and Arkansas have to either quarantine for 10 days or have a negative COVID test. Both states have met Chicago's mark of at least 15 daily infections per 100,000 residents. Health officials say other states could be added if cases continue to rise, including Nevada, Louisiana, Utah, and Florida. A plan to sell the long-vacant Michael Reese Hospital site on Chicago's Near South Side is up for a city council committee vote today. WBEZ's Claudia Morell reports.
It's just one in a series of votes needed before a team of developers known as Grit can break ground on what will become a massive development along the South Lakefront. The master plan, which is also making its way through the city council, includes a health innovation hub, retail parks, and lots of housing. The price tag is about $97 million. If approved, the development team will pay it off in phases, since the project will take about a decade to build. The nearly 50-acre site has been dormant ever since Mayor Richard M. Daley bought it in 2009 with borrowed money for a failed Olympics bid. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.
Would-be scammers have ramped up text message campaigns in Illinois. Now they're pretending to be from several state agencies. The phishing texts are purportedly from the Illinois Departments of Transportation, Employment Security, and the Secretary of State. They contain links to websites designed to get users' personal information. The state attorney general is investigating. Governor J.B. Pritzker is warning Illinoisans to not click on the links.
So you should be extra careful when you receive those, and especially when you receive something out of the blue that just looks like, why am I receiving this?
State agencies generally contact people by mail or occasionally a phone call or email if someone has an open case. Even so, the real state agencies that scammers are posing as have been getting hundreds of complaints about the texts. Weather today, partly sunny and a high of 89. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 72. And tomorrow, rain is likely with a high of 83. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.